the midwife saying, the Baltic.
The Rebbe starts, he was in page number one, that the Shchedi Sivan, which is Tuesday, is Bol Midrash Sinai, that's when they started the Chodesh HaMatan Torah. And then he brings down, in the second paragraph, from line 3 and 4, he brings down, Chazal say, why was the Torah given in the Midbar? Because the Midbar is a Mokim Hefker, and whoever wants to come and receive the Torah, and it's a Mokim Hefker, whoever wants to receive it can come and take it. Why can't it's a Mokim Hefker? This is what the Rebbe is going to be focusing on. The Rebbe is going to be focusing on why was the Torah given in a Mokim Hefker? And so, you go right away to line 2, Osbeis, line 9 to 11, where the Rebbe says, L'cheda, the Geder from Teda, in line, the first two paragraphs of line Osbeis, the Geder from Hefke, the second paragraph, the Geder from Hefke is the Geder of Sinitha Teda, that you're giving the Teda. You're giving the Teda to someone, you're teaching, it's something you're teaching, or you're Rusha. And the Rebbe continues to say there, which is, I put in the footnote here. Anyways, but Torah is something which you're giving to someone. You're giving it over to someone. You're not being mafkir the Torah. So why was the Torah given dafk in the place of hefker, which is a cheder, not fitting for this type of thing? It's not hefker. It's you're giving it over to an individual or to a klal. Okay, fine. That's the Rebbe Shaila here in Oz Beis. Then the Rebbe continues with the whole Sikha. And then in Os Yud Beis, which is line 18, the Rebbe comes and says, now we can understand why the Torah was given in a Mokim Hefker. The Rebbe explains the Chilek of Rosh Hashanah Rabbin and Midbar. A Midbar is more Hefker than Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Rosh Hashanah Rabbin is public property, it's public owned. But it's owned. Midbar is not owned, it's Hefker. So the Rebbe says this is Meramez, that the Torah was given from the Eibishter above any shaykh to the Olam. So therefore, when he's giving the Torah, he's not giving it to anyone. We're talking about the level of the Eibishter where there is no Olam, so there's no one to give it to. So when he's giving the Torah, he's just throwing it out. He's throwing it out there. That's the way the Torah was given. Then going over to page 2, the Rebbe continues, that is, the same thing is, the when receiving the Torah, no, one second, no, that's the Torah was given, I continue, the Torah was given, was just thrown out there. Then the Rebbe goes on to explain, which is highlighted, it was heavier highlighting on lines 3 to 4, which this is apparently where the Rebbe is trying to get to. You look in the next week's Sichas and the following Sichas, you see this is the point the Rebbe is trying to get to, and this is apparently why he's focusing so much on the Indian of Midbar. Since we're talking about Teirah Kadosh Miti Teitze, so the Rebbe is mitayek in two words, Mi'iti, it's coming from Hashem himself, that's in line 4. Then in line 5, the Rebbe says, Teitze. How, because it's coming from Hashem himself, Teirah Kadosh, because it's so removed, and so removed from anything, from us, from anything, how did it come from the Eibishter? Not the Eibishter gives it to us, he throws it out there, and then we have to come and collect it on our own. So it's the Eibishter throwing out, there's no connection. Usually when you teach something, there's a connection, Rav and Talmud. Here there's no connection, the Rebbe is throwing it out there. There's no way how this can relate to anyone, it's just thrown out there. And the Talmud has on his own, which is that in the second paragraph of this page, from lines 7, 8, 9, the Talmud on his own has to go and pick it up. And how did he pick it up? Also the same thing. He's Mabatl, his Messias. And that is how he acquires access to this. And then it comes his. Okay, this is an Nekudah. The Rebbe is talking about, there's a process here of the Eibishter, unlike regular things which are given over now. Unlike we would think that it should be given over. The way it's a logical thing. The way you're teaching something, you should give it over to the person or your Rusha. Here, the way that it's given, especially when we're talking about Torah Chadasha, it's being thrown out there, and someone has to put everything inside. There's no entity here. There's nothing here to... It's something unknown. It's something thrown out. Has to decide, put everything aside, and say, I want to go and get it. And when you go, you'll do that. You'll put everything aside. You'll be mavata yourself. Then you will get it. This is how the Rebbe is describing the giving of Teirah Kadosha. Now, the giving of Teirah, and especially Teirah Kadosha.
To recap, normal giving is
some type of ishtashlus of two inyanim that are in the same realm.
Connection,
here,
yeah.
Here, the type of giving is such a beyond any type of talim of a human being or of a yid even in the world, that the only way is that the Eivishtha's giving is not the sort of giving, it's partially that the lechmeil flows out of him.
Thrown out, it's thrown out. No, it's thrown, he's taking. He's
right.
Throwing it out. He's throwing out. Like, if you want an example, would be Sichas of the Rebbe speaking, especially coming, as you're going, he was throwing things out there and just waiting for people to tune in. Okay.
To catch up and maybe start learning it.
Okay.
And then because it's such a high level that we have to completely let go of any type of Hasagas of the world in order to be able to...
Where we're nothing, we can't identify with it, we're just giving up on something because of an unknown reason, there's something there, which just... Put it back with the context, the way that we can understand that ever saying something, we cannot relate to it. Okay, so it has no meaning, but there's something there, was thrown out there. Drop, let go out and get it. Forget what we can align to, that it fits to us. Now, go out, you're going to get it. That's what I was telling you. You will get it. Okay, this is the best way to understand, I think, is the best example, the best marshal. And let's say that this is actually what the Rebbe is saying, because the Rebbe is actually going the next week. Next two Fabringens, the Rebbe is going to be focusing on this union of Seder Chadosh, the next three Fabringens. Okay, so it's, okay, that's where the Rebbe is leading. And that's why the Rebbe spoke. Okay, on the line 18, I just brought this quote, it's just an interesting quote. It says, take Miyad, Mamish, we see the Mashiach is ready between us, etc. Okay, so that's how I brought this quote. Okay, fine. Now, in the Gezi Inif and Gather for Seder Chadosh, we just now went to Seder Chadosh. I want to go back here to page number 3. We're going back to page number 3. This is a Sikha, which everyone knows, and I guess one too.
I just feel like, so you were saying that something that I was going to speak about the next few weeks, what about
the Teira Chadosha, which is
one of our saga to Chiddush.
This, there's something here that's talking about a midbar, the Rebbe's Hefter. You know, it's an interesting
moment.
It's going, throwing it out, and you see it. Tay, throwing it out. The Rebbe's, yeah.
He developed how to receive it?
She says the way you receive it is with bittul. What is bittul, the Rebbe says? With getting rid of all machlaikis.
So the Rebbe is, says here, I don't think the way I understand it, the Rebbe is not focusing on the Sholem. He's focusing that the aspect of Sholem shows that you're being mavatal yourself. So sometimes...
So if you want to understand the Sichas, you have to have...
The Bittul.
I think... He's saying a litmus test. If you've gotten to the type of Bittul that we need, in the Mizbate, you'll notice that you don't feel competition.
Okay, so this depends on you. You have to take it the Sichas yourself. The way I think it is...
How do you see that someone has real bittul? Is if they're throwing out
money. So exactly. When you have, so here the bit, the sholem would be a simon on the bittul. The focus is a chay the bittul. It's not the Rebbe's, this is the way I understand it. So if you look at the sifra, the focus is on the bittul. Okay, fine. And like the seichem, this is what the focus is on the bittul.
And through bittul, you'll be able to
talk
to understand what's going on.
Right.
Even to the extent of even being mechadish.
So what it means to... Yeah, okay, fine. This is a chayr introduction to what the Rebbe is going to be speaking in the next few weeks. Next three for brains. It's about Seder Chadosh. The Rebbe is going to be talking about Seder Chadosh.
Okay.
It goes, it's a whole thing. The Rebbe, it's not three. To be honest, it's even four for brains because it's... The next Shabbos, Shavuos, and two for brains on the Shabbos after that. Okay, so this is, okay, let's leave it at that. Now, just to have an idea about this idea of what we just said, that Seder Chadosha is something which we totally unrelate to, and there's no way of identifying this whole idea of Hefka. Yeah, it just happens by chance. There's a Sikha here on Chelek Chav Zayin, which is a very good example of this thing. So, but let's focus on Sikha. Let's forget about Seder Chadosha now. Let's focus on this Sikha of Chelek Chav Zayin. This Sikha of Chelek Chav Zayin in Pusul Kei Zayin is a very well-known Sikha. Everyone knows it. The Rebbe says, the Rambam says, that the Moshe Mashiach is going to be Olam Kemen Hoginoik, and in Gemara, etc., we see there's going to be Nisim and Nefloah. So the Shaila is, where does the Rambam place all these Nisim and Nefloah, which are mentioned in the Gemara? So everyone knows the Teretz. On this, the Rebbe says, there's two Kufis. There's going to be one Kufa of Anhoget Tivis, and the next Kufa is going to be Nisim and Nefloah. This is something everyone knows. It's very, very simple. Okay, now... Here, and this is, I quoted here a few paragraphs, and just see how the Rebbe, when he says this wording, there's going to be two kufas, here he's talking about the second kufa. in the main part of this quote here, he's talking about the second kufa. The Rebbe, when he talks about the second kufa, doesn't say there's going to be a second kufa of Nisim and Nefloy. He says there's going to be a second kufa of Nisim and Nefloy, and he emphasizes, every time he mentions it, above, on the top of the Teva, on top of the Teva, beside the Teva, in other words, there's going to be one kufa of Teva, the second kufa is not going to be Nisim and Nefloy alone. It's going to be Nisim and Nefloy adding to Teva. Now, why is it so important? Why is it Rebbe have to say adding? Because the shit of the Rambam is, Rebbe is talking about the Rambam, the shit of the Rambam is, you have it right here on page number 5, on line number 5-6. The Rebbe says it right there in the Sikha. The shit of the Rambam is that the shleimus of Teira and Mitzvah is when you have the Olim Kimenhag Yenoig. When you have Nisim and Nefloyes, that is a detraction from Kima Teira and Mitzvah, from the purpose of it. It's a chesorim. Having this in the floor is a chitta Rambam is a chesorim. Now, this is not...
Why? Because it undermines the tachlinim of the tachlinim?
1 second. So you're saying it in words of chesidus. That's right. We're saying it's perfectly right. So what the Rebbe is saying here according to Rambam would be right according to chesidus, because the way he just now said it. But, let's put it in the Rambam's words. In Rambam's words, the Rebbe actually brings it from the Rambam. So you have it here in this sikha when it speaks about two scopes. It's right there, line 5-6. It's right there in the sikha. Then, if you look in Chelik Yud Ches, which is quote number 2 here, going down to line 8 to 18 to 20, when that is with the Rebbe, the first sikha where the Rebbe actually goes and lays out the whole shit of the Rambam, the Gei Mosheim Shias. So you look at the end of line 19, the Rebbe says, if there will be Nisiv and Nefloyes, it's going to be a stira to Teira. Right? Nisiv and Nefloyes, according to the Rambam, is a stira to Teira. Why? So, it's a stira to Teira. Remember, so it's not as if Teira doesn't require Nisim and Nefloyes. No, according to the Rambam, it's a stira. Why is it a stira? So the best way, in the best words, I put it here in a footnote. In the end of the footnote, the last line of the footnote, you see the Rambam Hilchos Tumura. I brought this quote here because this is the easiest quote I found to bring out the idea. The Rambam Shitta is, the Teira is the best chokhmah to edit how to be mentioned, how to serve. It is the best thing in Olam Hazeh Gashmi, Teira. It says it's not something above. There is certain chukim in Teira. Oba reib din Teira, how to educate a person how to be a mensch. A mensch means serving Hashem. And that is what the Rambam Shitta is. If you're going to have nisiv and nefloyes, that means that my avoda, which I do as a mensch, as a human being, doesn't have value because the world is running beyond my control. There's an interference of outside koiches and oiders which are affecting the world. So it's not me doing the world. My Teira Mitzvah loses its value. So according to the Rambam, if the world is not of the Teva, if you're losing the value of the Teira.
If I may add, because more on Sparta, I just learned this, this exact Indian. Because if someone says that in order for Mashiach to come, we need to have miracles, now what's the whole Indian of Mashiach? Shleimus kiyum ha-Teira ha-Mitzvah. So what you're saying is, until miracles start happening, we can't do Teira and Mitzvahs in its completion. Which, that denies the idea that the Eibishter gave the Teira to this world, Elam Hazeh. Because you're saying, we need a magical world for Teira and Mitzvahs.
Yes,
we need miracles.
So now let's turn on. We're looking at
intrinsic misestimation between the Nisim HaTeira and the world he gave it to.
Very nice. But remember, it does not stop there. Okay, we have more to go. It doesn't stop there. There's something. I'm trying to get to something else. Okay, so based on that, so this is in the Sikha, in quote number 2 comes from the Chelik Yudchet, where there the Rebbe says it very clearly. Based on that, in this Sikha Chelik of Zayin, the Rebbe says in the first paragraph, quote number 1, on line 5 and 6, the Rebbe says the same thing. It has to be Olim Kim and Hoginoi. Then, in the continuation of the Sikha, when the Rebbe goes to say there's going to be a second Kupa, it's going to be Nisim and Nefloyes. So you look on these three paragraphs, from line 7 to line 17, so the Rebbe says it's going to be Nisim and Nefloyes. Every time he says additional aspect. The Teva has to remain. So you have Now the Rebbe, the highlights are in the Rebbe, in the Sicha. Noisif, Noisif, Tesis, Heisofa. It's always there in the Sicha. Okay. So it's very...
It's not going to actually interfere with the Olim Kamin, with the Olim Kamin.
Now.
Yeah,
now, Rebbe, now let's listen to this. Let me just tell you something here. Let's have it here. Let's open the obvious. Till the Rebbe said this Sicha, or let's say, till Tavshin Yud, there's a blatant statement, you're going to be surprised by hearing it. There was never a concept Nisim and Niflois go together. There's Nishtoz HaMizah. Nisim and Teva don't go together. Right. But before we get to that, I just want to bring that to you. See what's going on. We just understand what's going on. Before we get to that, let's just continue. Go over to page number 4. Just continue. So you hit page number 4 is the same quote in from Tovshin and Ava, but Shabbos, because this is when the Rebbe is talking about the Mechemes and Mifrat, etc. So the Rebbe is talking about Nisim. So the Rebbe writes here, Quantum Chassidus, unrelated to the Rambam. It has Poshut in Anhogan Nisim, even Kum Seder Chassidus, there will be also Teva. These are Rebbe's words, Poshut, in on the line number 2, it's Poshut. When the Rebbe says Poshut, generally, it's just to reinforce slightly what we just said before. The Rebbe says poshet means it doesn't say it anywhere. Okay? Otherwise, it's poshet. If it would say, the Rebbe would quote where it said. It's just by the way. I just want to bring you another quote. But let's go over to 4. Now, go over to 4. Here the Rebbe is talking about ready according to Teres of Sittes. Now the Shita, the way the Rebbe puts it, the Rebbe's wording is in several places. Here, so you have it here on line 4 also, that the Hachro, the Din of Taylor's and Kabbalah and Taylor's antithesis, the emergency machine is going to be Nisim and the Floyd. Shit, the Rambam is, it's going to be Elim Kim and Hoggenweg. The Shak Din for Taylor's antithesis is going to be Elim Kim and Hoggenweg. Taylor's is going to be Nisim and the Floyd. I said it just off the way around, right? Yeah, okay, fine. So that's a cross. So here the Rebbe is this Sikha, because the Rebbe is Achmas of Pesach there, the Rebbe is talking according to the Achrov. See this about Nisim and Floyd, that's the whole Sikha is built on that. So now in a footnote over there, which is on line 9 to line 11, the Rebbe brings, says, even that the Rambam says, L'cheira, it's going to be Teva. So this is not, doesn't go well with what we, the whole discussion of the Sikh, which is all talking about Nisim and the Floyd. So the Rebbe explains that's on line 9 to 11.
But he says on line 4, Masha Enkin, the time before, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, and all these Nisim, the Giluyim, but it's going to be
I don't know why I brought it in. Because that's not going to be a steady thing. Those things, everything else. So there is
according to the Tachra of Kabbalah and Chassidus, is that there in Yemais Mashiach sometime there will be a Chiddush.
Here, the Rebbe, the continuation, what I brought over here, is related to the discussion previous in the Sikha, with making a distinction between Yemais HaMashiach and Beis HaMikdash. He says, Beis HaMikdash was Nisim and Floyd, but it wasn't established on Hoge. It was like,
the Shleim HaMalach. The first Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, Nisim and Floyd. But the Mikdash is Shleim HaMalach. So the Mela should have left out this part, it's just confusing, but he's referring there to the union of Shleim HaMalach. He's making a distinction, Yemais HaMashiach, the nature of Yemais HaMashiach is Nisim and Floyd, according to Chassidus, whereas Beis HaMikdash, it was Nisim and Floyd, but it's not. Now the Rebbe goes here, and the Ori here goes to the Rambam, and it says, the Rambam Lochera says it's going to be Teva. So here the Rebbe says, the Rambam, you could say, as it's explained in many places, that what the Rambam says Teva is if the Gula will be in Eifim for Zohu. In Leuzok, if it will be in Eifim for Zohu, it will be Nisim and Floyd. Now here, heavy highlighting, and when you have Nisim and Floyd, you automatically have Teva. Bechlal, you see the words in line 11? Bechlal Mesaimona. Yeah?
It's not considered Pella unless there's a constant of Teva being...
No, that's not what the Rebbe is saying. Let's confuse. No. Doesn't have to be that way. No.
What do you mean by simultaneous?
The Rebbe says here, now, this is what we want to get to. So the Rebbe says here, when there's Nisim and Floyd, there is Zerko Mela. Bechlal Masai Mon the Teva also. Very good. This is what the Rebbe says. So
the Shlemus of
Torah. No. Nisim Floyd, the Rebbe includes, means Teva and above Teva. That's what the Rebbe is saying.
No, there's not Teva in a way that's Shlemus Teva. It's not no, necessarily no, no. the way that's filled, though.
Yeah,
that's the
what, so now, no, okay, now. That's what the Rebbe is setting here, saying here. So now let's just have it. The way, let's go back to what we said before. The way it works is, the Ishtar, as a Musik Bechlal, there should be Teva and a Mile Meteva. One second. Okay, so we don't get to this. Okay, there's a lot of confusion here. Here, no. So, the Rebbe, you have this thing, sit here in Chelek of Zayin, where the Rebbe says there's going to be the Mile Meteva, and the Rebbe's emphasizing every time there is also above Teva, not excluding Teva. Now, this thing is Bechlal. It has to be brought up. Before Topshin Yud Nishtar Zamin Musik. Why? Why do I say that? So let's take here, you have here, there's a quote on number 5, quote number 5 on page 4. You have Eter, from Terab, Potter B'Sholem Terab. This Potter B'Sholem is a very well-known mimer from the Rebbe Rashab. In the Chedek Vov, there's the Potter B'Sholem, which is based on this mimer. And it's the one mimer which everyone knows. It's a very, very powerful mimer. So here, you see the Rebbe Rashab's words here in the heavy highlighting, line 17 to 18. When the Rebbe, this is the Nukud, the powerful point in the Maimah, the Rebbe Rashab explains that the Gashmi is going to be absorbed with Elokus, the Yesha Gashmi, more than Shleima Melech, the Yesha Gashmi, Tulecheira. Once you have the Rebbe Rashab saying these words, this includes what the Rebbe is saying. Let's say the Teva will be absorbed with the Lamayim Teva. If the Rebbe Rashab says the Yesh Agashmi is going to be absorbed with the Lakos, the Yesh, which has no title to Lakos, is going to be absorbed with the Lakos. So Teva, which has no title to Lamayim Teva, is going to be absorbed with the Lamayim Teva. So that would be corresponding exactly what the Rebbe Rashab is saying. Lakheira, right? So therefore, what the Rebbe is saying, you may say, is what the Rebbe Shabbat is saying. Okay. The word is, this is a major thing, issue which we have. Because there's the Rebbe saying here something, which, going back to the sister.
Is that a direct quote? Will you highlight it?
Yeah, everything.
It's not a paraphrase.
No, it's everything direct quotes. Everything direct quotes.
I have a problem with the quote. So I think, yeah, gosh, me, it's always like that.
Begoli, no, the kuda is.
Means begoli?
No, it means begoli, yeah, for sure.
That's
a yeah. The hemshech is, you look at the highlighting just before that. Yeah. He gives you a good dogma of clippers, so you understand what he's talking about. He's talking about the yesh agashmi, meaning the yesh which doesn't identify with the lekus himself.
That yesh
is going to feel that I'm a lekus. My yesh is something which is the furthest thing possible from the course, the yeses is going to be agreeing with the course. It's an amazing thing.
Isn't that a Pella and Teva in one, Sol?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to bring up. The Chayr, the Rebbe Shab says, and this is, okay. So this is something which is very important because...
That's the type of Azimolay Tachino, right? It's one of the Pshatim of Azimolay that we're going to see how everything that, the whole illusion... continues, but we're going to see the MS behind it, it's all one.
So it's very good. You can say this is what the Rebbe is saying, but now, let me just put it this way. There's something the Rebbe is saying here, which is not there. And the fact that we are learning the Rebbe's words, and we're not identifying what the Rebbe is saying, is the example, just for shock of prophecy, we're learning this, that the Rebbe is throwing out something there, and we're not tuning into what the Rebbe is saying. So now let's see what's going on over here. So, let's have it like this. This is a general thing, goes in everything. It's a very general thing. You have in Elikus, you have Madregas. You have Mamalik Alamin. This is my own words. I'm not reading from Amr as well. Mamalik Alamin, Sevik Alamin. You go, let's say Mamalik Alamin, Sevik Alamin, Etzem. What is Etzem? Etzem is the highest Madrega in Elikus, the Saviors himself. Okay? Fine. Sidis was Megala, Mamalakalam, Seich Tekir was Megala, okay, now Sidis has Mamalakalam, has Seif Kalam, has Etzem. Sidis explains the Rebbe Rashab in his Mamorim, explains us all about Helam Atmi, amazing, Say, look, he was Megala, he was Mamshachas Etzem. in Etzer, the Rebbe Rashab says that Yid can have a Kore in Etzer. So the Rebbeim have connected us with Etzer. There's one thing, there's a small little twist what the Rebbe did, and that is fits very well with this idea of Hefka. The twist what the Rebbe did is unidentifiable. Why? Because you're talking about Mamalo Kalamin, you're talking about Asata Madrega. You're talking about Seva Kalamin, you're talking about Asata Madrega. You're talking about Etzen, that's above all Madregas, that's everything. But how do you get to Etzen? You are saying Etzen. You know it's not Seva Kalamin, it's not Mamalo Kalamin, right? It's identifiable in some whatever one form you want to say. There is a way of identifying it. Let's say he did a shlila. We usually go and say for kolamim, but it doesn't make a difference. It's shlila zachirah, shlila zachirah, shlila zachirah, whatever. You identify. What the Rebbe is telling us is something which is unidentifiable. The only way we can connect to it is lamatin elam haza. As what's the union of, let's say, which will say union of, let's say. You have one more time. Let me get my words in. You have that in all my modern you're learning. You'll all the systems you're learning. You'll have very often. It's like, you know, the sikhs of Nunal of Nundays, it's like a flow. It's like automatic in every sikh. What is being said over here is being said, we're talking about Madrege Velakos. Sikhs doesn't always talk about this Mamaila Lamata and this Mamata and the Chibu. The Rebbe is talking about Alakus, which he cannot identify, not as this, not as Etzem. He's telling why? Because when you're talking about Etzem, it's something which has a certain definition. What is its definition? That it's not Sefer and it's not Mamali. Right? Well, the Rebbe is telling you there's no definition. The only thing is that you can relate to all of it. In other words, what the Rebbe is doing is, he's just taking what it says in Siddur, this Etzem, and telling you, you can relate to it. What Madrega Velkus is that? That is not... Now, look, hey, the Rebbe Rashab, told you those Etzem. So what? How do you connect to Etzem? If you look at the Rebbe Rashab's Morim, let's find out how to connect to Etzem. Through, to the man, the Daikim, the Milid, the Chutmis, Allah Madregas, which we, maybe as we know ourselves, haven't reached those old Madregas. So we will be... Right. It's a long... It goes... It's a part of... It's on the top of everything.
The Rebbe thing in a visceral way will relate to it.
The Rebbe took this... They took this, and he's saying, we can connect to it. I'm soon going to explain why. And therefore, what are we connecting? We're connecting to something. The only way we can explain it is the fact that it defies everything, it defies Mamayla Lamata, it defies Lamata Lamayla. It's only the chibur of two hopkim that way can be explained. Now, how did it play out, Negeya, to this union of Teva and Lamayla Teva? When the Rebbe Rashab says the Yesha Kashmir is going to be saturated with the Lakus, permeated with the Lakus. The Yesha Gashmi at that time loses its function as Yesha Gashmi. It's consumed. Ain't no matter, but the Pshat Ain't no matter means it's consumed.
How do we
call
Yesha
Gashmi?
How do we call Gashmi? And what way does it retain? What does it retain?
We won't, Lechera, Yemelt. So let's have it, I'm going to use my own words, I'll get into problems. So let's take, here's a project, this Maimon, I quoted it several times, it just brings out very good in Mocha Chodesh. You can have Eineid Mavadeh, and what's the value of the goof when you have Eineid Mavadeh? This is really answering your question. The value of the goof, Yesha Gashmi, is nothing. It comes to the point that Yesha Gashmi is nothing. Here comes the next, the Maimon there is speaking about Bechira. This way of thinking is in every mime, every sikha almost of the Rebbe. It's almost everywhere. Here, this mime has to be thinking about Bechira. When we are discussing about Teva. Anyway, then the Rebbe says, what is the second thing? The second thing is that there's an individual value in the goof, and this is not dependent on the neshama. So when you have Eined Mavada or Leskalas Esman Shama, the goof doesn't lose its value. No, the goof has an additional value which the neshama doesn't have. So the Yesha Gashmi, or the Teva, has it. So going back to our point here, when you have the Yesha Gashmi, the Teva, saturated with the Milam Teva, what does the Teva, what happens to the Teva? It's insignificant. There's no such a thing as you have the Teva cooperating with the Milam Teva, because there's no such a concept as it. The Rebbe is telling you, you have Teva functioning as Teva. You know yourself, you're a civilistic person. And at the same time, you're aware of a lakus, like the Rebbe Rashab explained to you, etzem, lamayim etzem, you have it all together. These things are going back to, let's use this, the terms of the sikh before, are the hefty, it's something you cannot relate to. You can only accept because Hashem said it.
Now let's go quickly.
I mean, we have to finish this. Let me just go. Why the Rebbe is doing this? The number one thing is the Rebbe is bridging our Golus with Gula. In other words, as long as you have a Lakus and it consumes Ilam Azeh Gashmi, so Golus and Gula are two distinct entities. Golus is Gashmi, it's Lakus, it's Lakus, and Gula is Ruach, and it's Lakus. When your Rebbe says Lakus, you can have both of them correlating together, coexisting together. Gashmi is Golus and Gula is Nishka Sira. Okay. So, therefore, as a result, you have the rebels, you have this reflects itself in different ways. Number one, the rebels says, for instance, the way, Siddhis always says, it's Gafya in this Managolus, it's Hapcha in the Managula. The Rebbe says, you have his Gafya also in the Managula. Why? What that means is, the way it works, for so practically speaking, the way it works according to the Halakha Mashal of Siddhis, is the way how we always probably imagine Gula, that what? That we're now in Golus. Gula is a new reality. I don't know where I'm going to be there. It's something new. And of course, where am I going to be? The Rebbe is telling you, Gula shining, will be shining, Gila Lakus, Teva is going to be there. So where am I going to be? You're going to be the same person. I'm going to be exactly the same person. With an additional factor of Gula. With additional factor of Gula, of Lakus. With a gem. So I need... Now, the one thing is, the Rebbe says, it's going to be a very different... One
idea of you're waiting for something to happen, right, to feel different.
Oh, so then this is a very good. So then, when if you go according to the, let's call it the old thinking, you in order to bring Gula, it's not me, so I cannot bring it. The same way the Rebbe says it's going to be a bit of a Skafia in your Mitzvah Mashiach. The same way the Rebbe says the ear of the Skafia in your Mitzvah Mashiach. The Rebbe says it's every year they have it. This is one of the things the Rebbe introduced. That there is the Maila Atmi of Tzed of Yisrael, which is there, which is always there, from the very beginning. So at this point, we're not really into that before Tzed Yisrael. That's right. We are. It's the Maila Atmi of Tzed of Yisrael have connecting to Tzed Yisrael. But it's there always. So therefore, everything of Gula is. Any aspect of Gula can be introduced now. It's just me, I have to connect to it and make and develop it in myself. So now, going back to this is the basis of the Rebbe thing. The Rebbe says Teva, the minor Teva can connect, can correlate. So we have very clearly, this is like all the things the Rebbe says, Etzem and Dilu can correlate there's many things that Rebbe said. This idea of having seven and organism correlating, we all learn this sikha as if, you know, very simple. There is no such a concept till the Rebbe said it. There is no such a thing. And this is the Rebbe's mahalach. So the sikha mahalach is out in Lukus, in Lukus, of a not. No, it's everything the Rebbe says, everything the Rebbe says is there. I'm going to respond to it right now. Amen. 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 I mean, this is very important. It has to be made very important.
So why is it necessary that it has to be the Rebbe's Chiddush? Why can't it be...
Why? Because...
If you don't... Gil and Mashiach already.
Very good. Number one, it's a fact. The fact that no one... it's not being taken apart, is... doesn't change the fact. It's a fact. Number two... The game that he's talking about, Hemshef Anat, the whole Tisla, right? So I don't remember that. I don't remember Chantoslis at the moment, but let's have the rule across, open your eyes and get to realize, the rule across the board is, when you have the Gilea Atmos, there is no Giluim. Let's take the words of the Tassam of God, going to the prime, Tzad. In Southern Magician, the world's a demon. When you have this galus of Etzem, it was a demon. You're not there, you're a demon, you're out. Right? That's it. Comes the Rebbe, which I told you, this is the Ara, I told you to look in Ara 50 in the Hadron. But this is the Mahalak of the Rebbe, everyone. The Rebbe says, this Madrega of the Atlas, the whole world's a demon, is also extended itself after the Simpson. What does that mean? It means that me as a Matthias can relate to the Matadeh of the Abitur, to whom I'm only a dinner. That means the fact, the Atmos and the highest level, which should consume me, does not consume me. Just putting in a word. So this Mahalat Moshavah. So this Atmos can be the demon, the Rebbe is explaining you in that sikha there that you can connect with it right now. So let's go through, get it again. The all the Madregas were there, is there, always explained. The Rebbe did, he took the top Madrega and connected it with the bottom. That is not there before. And the reason why to it's important to know it's the Rebbe, because if you want to understand what you're learning, push it. Havonos and Yonim is, you have to get things straight. There's no mahalak alimah to learn something without knowing what you're saying.
Yeah.
A lot of the confusion going on, push and understanding, what people find difficult to understand what the Rebbe is saying, because it's not arranged. The things are not categorized, and it's, and that's push with Gashmish. You're learning things, and not them to understand what the Rebbe is mahalak to other. The Rebbe is trying to impress something else. He didn't teach us as scholars. He was trying to infect us in a certain way of avodah. You have to realize this is what the Rebbe is saying. You want to say, you want to say, Moshe, you can go back, go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can do that also. But this is the Rebbe. Now, just before, I don't want to leave it like that, I want to add one more point. We're going to go this next time, which is going to be after Pasha. Okay. Amen. 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 Next point. This, I want to just repeat this point again. But let's make it very clear. An individual I say right out, if we would take this whole shitter of categorizing what the Rebbe is saying, or the previous Rebbe is saying, we would change the whole structure of Yeshivas on Lubavitch. The reason, the lack of connection between the Mashpia and the Talmud today is because these things are not organized. You're learning Memorim, which has similar statements, which is totally different meaning, and you're losing the, this is just my individual Mahalakha Machshava. We are losing out on every step, because these are real things, these are things that have been introduced. We have introduced it for a reason. There's a reason why the Rebbe did this, and because it's not being analyzed, you're confusing the whole thing. It's confusion, which is, I'm just thinking my personal observation from speaking with people for years and years on this thing, and I tell you, this is what's happening. We're losing out on it more than anything you can imagine. That's number one. That's number one. Now let's go to the next point. I just want to bring up the next point.
Saying, we have to be
makabel, this Tehra Chadasha. You have to be like what you're saying. You're learning things. Amen. Amen. If you can't divide that, you can't analyze exactly what you're saying. You're taking two things, two one mahalafi and another mahalafi, and you're putting it together. You're confusing yourself and you're confusing everybody else. You are limited. It's something we still have to be discussed. You've learned Baba Kama, you're teaching Kedushin. With the Gemara of Baba Kama, you're going to be losing your Talmidim. Fine. Okay, let's go to the next. Just one more point I want to bring out, that this, the Rebbe here says that this Inyan, just one more point. Here the Tzich we had, the Rebbe said that the Shita of the Rambam has to be Al Pi Teva. If you have Nisman of Floyd, it affects the Torah, the same as the Torah. The same as the Torah has to be Teva, only Teva. Based on this, we can't go into now, this is the last quote, number six, we can't go into it. The Rambam of Hilchos Melachim, Yamid Melech, is a logical Rambam. Why does it say it's logical? Halachos and Torah can be logical and not logical. Even if it's logical, the logic can be intact, even if you don't understand the logic. This Rambam of Yamid Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, the nature of the Rambam, if you know, is logic. And if you take it as a gzeira kasev, you're defeating the purpose. But let's leave it for next time. Okay.